This is Rush to Reason.
You are going to shut your damn yapper and listen for a change, because I got you pegged, sweetheart. You want to take the easy way out because you're scared. And you're scared because if you try and fail, there's only you to blame. Let me break this down for you. Life is scary. Get used to it. There are no magical fixes.
With your host, John Rush.
My advice to you is to do what your parents did. Get a job, sir.
You haven't made everybody equal. You've made them the same, and there's a big difference.
Let me tell you why you're here. You're here because you know something. What you know you can't explain, but you feel it. You felt it your entire life, that there's something wrong with the world. You don't know what it is, but it's there. It is this feeling that has brought you to me.
Are you crazy? Am I? Or am I so sane that you just blew your mind?
It's Rush to Reason with your host, John Rush. Presented by High Five Plumbing, where every call ends with a high five.
All right, we are back. Hour number three, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 56. We're going to get into some conspiracy things, one of them being the eclipse. But before we do that, Andy and I just, somebody actually texted me this, somebody from the text line. Just opened up my flip phone. I think that's the funniest part. To see what's happening on X. Here are the results. April 8th, end of the world solar eclipse. Hacked cargo ship takes out bridge. Diddy, the Black Epstein. Solar panels destroyed in hailstorm, now leaking chemicals, and COD recycling another map. See y'all tomorrow.
You know, there's one of those, though. I do think Diddy's in a bit of
Diddy's in a little trouble. Yeah,
little hot water.
Yeah, that one is, But that one's been coming for a while, by the way.
But
literally.
Yeah, the parade of conspiracies.
I mean, that's kind of what we're going to get into.
It's funny.
And I'm asking the question, I put it in my notes this way, and I'm going to ask Andy this directly. We'll get into some of this when it comes to the eclipse, because there's a lot of stuff out there. I'm sure even some of you have seen multiple things when it comes to the eclipse and the end of the world and all the different signs. I'll get into some of that, by the way. But I have in my notes, eclipse, end of times, or just another example of God's glory. And I want people really to think about that, because there are a lot of you out there that really do feel like there's some real solid meaning behind the eclipse. And, you know, is it going to usher in the end times and blah, 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 blah. I look at it no other than just an example of God's glory.
Yeah, we'll get to the end of times thing in a moment, but let's take a step back here and just remember, and I've mentioned this before, John, this whole thing of having one moon to go with our one sun and to have them be roughly exactly the same size from the surface of our planet, if people think that's common, no, it isn't. That happens nowhere else in our solar system.
Thank you, Andy.
And there are hundreds of, if you include some of the smaller ones, there are hundreds of moons. There isn't really quick, a single example of that anywhere else in our solar system.
Well, I waited to today, because I could have done this yesterday, but I waited to today for Andy to be on, because number one, when it comes to his coming to Christ and going through all of creationism,
right,
and using that as a basis for his coming to Christ, I knew today would be a good day to do this, because he knows a lot of this even better than I do. But the creation and how God made the heavens and the earth, and as Andy said a moment ago, the way I look at the eclipse is to have all of those distances,
oh my,
mapped out perfectly, whereby when the sun and the moon are lined up, and the moon blocks out the sun perfectly to where things become dark on Earth. What a magnificent representation of God's creation and how he built everything so precisely that it would do that.
Yeah. Well, as a young atheist, you know, it was hard for me, because I would look at that and I'd say, now, wait a minute. The odds against this are, pardon the pun, astronomical.
Astronomical, Andy.
They're
absolutely
astronomical.
Absolutely.
What are the odds? And I just want to ask anybody, what are the odds? You know, and in the Bible, it simply says, you know, the one light by day, one light by night, which is reflective of the light by day, right? Which is brilliant, by the way. But what are the odds, John? The odds are ludicrous.
It's impossible, Andy, for those things to have just happened by chance.
And all that happens by chance on the one planet that we know at this point can even sustain life.
Correct.
And those things on the one planet that has everything to sustain life, and I'm not even going to go into all the problems with evolution and the development of DNA and so forth. I would talk your ear off. You don't want to hear that. Bad radio. But to have everything going on here, And to have one species that is totally different from all the other species in a number of ways that I've explained before.
Right.
And then to have the sun and moon that perfectly measured
yep.
in distance
to line
and,
up.
And alignment.
To line up to the point, folks, where
is unbelievable.
Get this, because even being a mile off one way or the other would change things dramatically. Yes, in the grand proportion of things, believe it or not, even a mile one way or the other, further or closer, would screw
right.
so many things up, by the way. But on top of that, to have the moon block out the sun to the point where you can still see some of the solar flares and things going
on
sun itself.
You can study the corona.
Correct.
It's so well
Correct.
Proportioned.
It's not only is it blocking it out, but blocking it out to that precise measurement. That doesn't happen by chance, folks.
No.
So to me, as I look at the eclipse, and there's so many Christians even, and this is the bother, and we'll get into some of this, but this is what bothers me. So many Christians running around talking about, oh, it's the end times, it's marking this, it's marking that. Look at where the last eclipse came across. Look at Revelation, the beginning and the end, and all of the you know, the Greek letters of all of that, and what they mean, and blah, blah, blah. I mean, I've heard so much garbage
it is.
On that literally it is absolute total garbage. What do I believe is going to happen the day of the eclipse? Watch God's glory.
Yes.
That's it, folks. Watch God's glory.
John, here's what drives me nuts about all the conspiracy kooks, okay?
And they are kooks, by the way.
Here you have this wonderful opportunity to simply look at all the people around you and point up there and say, what are the odds of what everything we just said? What are the odds of this? I mean, seriously, the one planet where we know there is intelligent life, although I question that at times.
At times, yes, I do too.
Okay, but you know what I mean. And to have that, the geometry of that yep. actually happening is incredible. But instead, they want to talk about how many times the darkness is going to pass over towns called Nineveh. Which, by the way, it's going to pass over a number of them. Guess what? Those coincidences happen. And I, you know what I say about that? Cool, that's fun.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah.
It's pretty fun. But do you, John, are you telling me that the entire Bible, which, by the way, was written over 1,500 years by 40 authors and in basically three different languages, do you think that entire book has not said enough about warning us of what is to come, that we need an eclipse to go over places called Nineveh?
Which, by the way, it's also going to go over like Tyler and Kerryville and Dallas and Russellville, and you know I can name all sorts of other towns that goes across as well.
Well, I think there's a lot of meaning in the Kerryville.
Oh, Kerryville. Okay, gotcha. I mean, Andy, again, some of this just gets, you know, it's all also going to pass over a town called Mount Pleasant and Paris and Russellville and Jonestown and Polar Bluff and West Plain. Oh, you get my drift, Andy? I mean, how many different towns, by the way, is it going to pass over? Cherokee Village. Well, maybe there's some Indian meaning to all of this. I mean, Andy, this just gets ridiculous, some of the things people drum up.
Do you think when it's going over Dallas, somebody will be watching reruns of Dallas?
I have no idea.
I mean, this could happen.
Just gets to be absolutely, you know, Pocahontas is another town it goes over.
Okay, then.
You could read so much into this, and I'll get into some of this in a little bit in what some Christians do when it comes to end time things. And again, folks, I've been around this stuff for so long that I've heard this stuff since I was literally three, four, five years of age.
But you know what's really incredible? I came up the other way. I came up atheist.
Came up opposite.
You came up Christian. And yet, two young men, because we're about the same age. I'm mm-hmm. only a year older than
Correct.
You. Okay. Two young men in different parts of the country with totally different beliefs were both looking up and saying, what are the odds of that?
Thank you. Absolutely. Ken, hang tight. We'll get to you. Flesh Law is next. Civil criminal, doesn't matter. Kevin will go to trial for you as well. Kevin Flesh, 303-806-8886.
Here's why you need personal injury attorney Kevin Flesh on your side. He understands the way the jury thinks. In the context of a personal injury case, you've been hurt by someone else's negligence. The idea is that you're going to try to recover so that you can get back to where you were just prior to that incident occurring. What that really means from a jurist perspective is that you're going to be asking them to award you money. So when we talk about fairness, we're talking about six people that you don't know. Those six people view the evidence and make a unanimous decision that will decide what the fair value is. When you're the one who's hurt, you have a good idea of what you think it's worth. The question is, can you persuade those other individuals whom you don't know and were witnesses to believe that's what the case is worth? Kevin Flesh understands the way the jury thinks. Call now for a free consultation, 303-806-8886. Flesh and Beck Law. They get results.
Level Engineering, Alan Davis. Find out how solar works for you and, by the way, your business, which might be a great benefit as well. Give him a call today. Find him at klzradio.com.
Alan Davis with Level Engineering knows how much you despise cleaning your bathroom. But having that toilet brush in your hand actually might be more fun than opening up your electrical bill every month. You keep seeing constant rate increases, and those costs keep going up and up. We can't rescue you from cleaning the bathroom, but we can tell you that Alan Davis with Level Engineering will help you assess whether solar is right for you and your family. With electricity rates going up several times a year, and most households already paying up to 85% more in the last 3 years, just think about the money you'll be spending on electricity over the life of your home. That could be hundreds of thousands of dollars instead of getting solar now. With Alan Davis and Level Engineering, what you save over the years and the tax credit could mean tens of thousands of dollars back in your pocket and a meaningful tax credit today. We can't save you from housework, but we can help you save money. Call Alan Davis today, 303-378-7537, or email him at adavis@levelengineering.com.
This is Josh with Business Equipment Service. Here's a message from one of our satisfied customers. Barb with the United Way of Weld County said, "We are very happy with the copiers we currently have, and your customer service is exceptional. Doug is a great technician and is always prompt in coming out whenever we have a problem with one of our copiers. Thanks again for your wonderful partnership and customer service. I'm glad we are working with you." If you are looking into purchasing office equipment or need service on equipment you currently have, give us a call at 303-825-5664.
Putting reason into your afternoon drive. This is John Rush.
All right, we are back. Ken and Berthet, you're next. Go ahead, Ken.
Hey there, John. Hey, Andy, how are y'all doing today?
Good, how are you, Ken? Sir?
Yeah, I hope I do this okay. I hate when the car takes over, but it has, you know, the radio. Anyway, one of the things that's always troubled me is that when you talk about, you know, the end of the earth, and people are just get all excited it's going to end. Well, you know, look at Noah. Noah preached for 120 years, and the only people that got on the boat were his family. And nowhere, as far as I can recall, does it say any of them even believe. But God promises that he will save your family. Well, look how many Christians are willing to just dump their family. Well, you know, none of them are saved, but heck, come on, Jesus, I want to go home.
You know what,
we'll
Ken?
We'll just let them all die.
I had this conversation earlier with my son Richard as I was coming down here to the station talking about some of the very things that you are, that if a lot of these people that believe in this utter nonsense about the eclipse being end times and so on, if they spent as much time working on friends and family to take them with them someday versus this utter nonsense they dink around with, they'd be a lot better off, Ken.
You know, I just totally with you. And so one of the things I want to say is, like, y'all were talking earlier about politics. And I would just want to point out, and I think we all agree as Republicans, there's a lot of ignorance in us.
Absolutely.
You know, if,
absolutely.
So
hey, speak for yourself, Ken. I'm kidding.
I will do that.
There's plenty in me. Go ahead. Yeah, go ahead.
So I go back to some friends that lived in Colorado Springs during the Obama administration. And one of them, she pointed out, when she went to vote, they still had those where you did the little switches, you know, on the voting.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So she said she did all the switches, and she went to pull the lever, and she voted only Republican. Everyone switched to the Democratic Party when she pulled the lever.
Okay.
So she noticed this, so she walked up and told the person that was in charge, and the person said, "Yeah, that's been happening all night. We don't know why, but we can give you another paper ballot, and you can go ahead and do it again."
Wait. Yeah. If that's going on, yeah, you shut down the whole system and you give all paper ballots, period. That's what you
do. So how stupid are we that we allow that? I mean, you know, when Biden said before this last election, and I saw him on TV, I was watching when he said that they had done like the biggest, I forget what it was, the biggest heist of all, and they were stealing the election. And they said, oh, he didn't really mean that. Well, he said it. When did he mean something? When did he say something that we should believe?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So I wonder. But anyway, I just figured they did. But it's not the first time they did. And so we finally started arguing it, and we got our butts beat.
Yeah. Can't argue that.
You know?
Can't argue that. No, you're 100% correct.
Yeah. Yeah, they've nailed us to the wall. We didn't win anything. Everywhere that we've made a claim that they cheated, have we won anything? Have we proven anything?
We would have been better off, Ken, and I've said this all along, and I'll continue to stand by this. In every election, since the beginning of time an election started, humans have cheated. It's our nature. We have a sin nature, and we do whatever we possibly can whenever we can get by with it. It's what humans do, Ken. So are you ever going to have, in my opinion, quote-unquote, fair and balanced elections? No, people cheat. So you have to figure out ways around that. We would have been better off, Ken, from day one. Sure, if you want to say that you didn't think the election was fair and we need to make some adjustments on our side, and we're going to have a lot more people watching the polls the next time around, and we're going to make some drastic changing when it comes to how things operate from this point forward. Sure, say that. I am okay saying that and doing that, which, by the way, we've done. But to run around and whine and cry and complain and moan about the last election, it doesn't help us win the next one.
You know, exactly, because you go back to the prior elections where the Democrats lost and did cry. It didn't do them any good.
No, it hurt them. It always hurts because nobody – this is the key.
Remember how pathetic Hillary looked?
Yeah. Well, and here's the key.
The 6 months after, she looked awful.
You guys can relate to this. No one likes a sore loser. I don't care who you are. I don't care what team you're for that lost, and I don't care how they lost. No one cares.
And let's get back to you. Both of you guys have pointed out time and again, the real battle is the independents. And you have to stop annoying them.
Correct. And our side, Ken, right now, especially here in Colorado, is 100% not only ignoring the middle, they are ticking them off at the same time.
Yeah, we're annoying them.
You're pushing them away.
You know, isn't that really sad?
It is, Ken, because we have a huge opportunity to bring those people in, and because I do believe that they truly want what we want, which is freedom of choice, make your own decisions, own your own business, do your own thing. You do your thing, we'll do our thing. At the end of the day, we'll all get along. They don't want to be told what to do any more than anyone else. The problem is we're telling them what to do.
So you'll understand then my decision. You know, I totally was dumbfounded when this guy got in office and how to buy and sell stocks. I mean, it blew my mind. My total portfolio really sucked real bad. You know, and I've climbed back, but I've tried to tell people, we've got 4 more years. The likelihood of the Democrats losing, is as long as we stay stupid, is not real good.
Yeah, but I got to be honest, Ken. Biden is doing a fantastic job of losing this election, thankfully.
See, I think you think so, and I think...
Well, I know so. I'm not guaranteeing it'll be enough, but I am saying he is doing a magnificent job of losing this election. I mean, what he has done with the border, Trump is literally polling over 30 points ahead of him in how to handle the border. Right. He's polling over 20 points ahead of him on the economy. He's polling way ahead of him on some key issues. I mean, my goodness, if we can't beat Biden this year, I don't know if we can ever win.
I don't know if we ever can. That's a great point. I don't know if we ever can.
Now, see, he was really stupid when he started, and we still got stomped in the last election.
Well,
how?
But again, Ken, remember, and this is something, and I'm glad you brought that up. Keep in mind, and Andy and I have talked about this before, and this is where the Trumpsters, the hardcore, you know, always Trumpers, the Trump cult has a hard time believing what I'm going to say. This is because Donald Trump made huge mistakes leading up to the election. We talked about these even when it was going on.
Yep.
His last two debates were absolutely dismal. He thought he had the thing in the bag, and he didn't play his cards right towards the end, right before the election, and it cost him.
I don't mean that election. I'm talking about the one, the
midterm.
Oh, the 2022s?
Yeah,
we didn't do any better there.
No, and why not? Biden stunk then too, and so did the whole Democratic
Party. Oh, Ken, I can give you the answer that right now. We allowed Trump to be the face of our party in the midterms, and the Democrats made sure they tied every Republican candidate to two things: Trump and pro-life. And the Democrats they campaigned on only two things. We campaigned on a wide range of issues. They campaigned on two things: anti-Trump and pro-choice. Mm-hmm. That's all they campaigned on, and it worked. It worked.
So let's back up and talk about when we were really, really stupid and what they're trying to do that again. So I was a total dummy, and I'll admit it, and voted for Ross Perot when they tried to do the three-party thingy. The three-party thingy only ever helps the Democrats.
Agreed.
And you know, they have been pushing that and pushing that and pushing that again. And I'll tell you, if it happened, remember Trump was going to run as an independent. That would have just got the Democrats in. He would never have won.
Yeah, but then Trump came out and said, I will not. I will not run as an independent, only as a Republican.
Right.
That was after, yes. I totally agree. But I'm saying I keep seeing people running around trying to start this third party here in Colorado.
Dumb.
Wanting you to...
Stupid.
Dumb. Well, I know dumb. It's dumb. I know it's dumb. It's the young people. They're stupid. I know that. I was stupid at one time.
Well, there's some older people, Ken, that feel the same way. They're just as dumb.
Yeah.
I know. So I'm just saying, you know, we can lolly-da all we want, but I won't be surprised if we have four more years with this guy. I'll be thankful if we don't.
I'm like
but
you.
I won't be surprised.
Thank you, Ken. I can't disagree with him on that. I think if we don't play our cards right, there is a probability of that happening. We have to get our ducks in a row and get our act together to make sure that doesn't happen. John and Cheyenne, you're next.
Hey, you know, I hate calling back a second time. I should be... For Dandy's on, I get cranked up.
No, you're fine. You're good. It's all good. This is a different hour, different topic. You're fine.
Yeah. Bring it.
And I don't get Dandy. I'm not cranked up at you. Here's the thing. You were talking about all the lunatics that think that this is the beginning of the end and the second coming and everything.
Right.
One of the scariest things that happened in real time, we threw our biggest ally in the Middle East under the bus yesterday at the UN.
Yep.
And I mean, I'm not saying it's a sign or anything, but could it be?
No, I don't think so. But
no, I don't.
But I will say this: it's a sign we need a new president.
Oh, absolutely, because he didn't make that call. Obama's sycophants that are running the show made that call because they hate Israel.
True.
Mm-hmm.
And they always have. And I just keep throwing this back, and, you know, I hate changing. I ask everybody, show me one map over the last 3,000 years that has a country called Palestine in the Middle East on it.
There isn't one.
Well, no, there's not. I know that. We know that. There never has been.
Nope.
So it's just, you know, and if you talk to Middle Easterners that have migrated here, the Palestinians are despised across the Middle East. Nobody wants them.
Right.
I mean, look, Jordan won't take them.
You're right.
What they did to Lebanon.
Especially those because of how ingrained they are in the way they believe and how much they not only hate the Jews, but actually hate you and I as well, John.
Right.
Absolutely. Let's not forget that. And that's where I just don't understand these knuckleheads in the U.S. that think it's okay to be on the side of Hamas. They're absolute morons. Totally clueless morons.
My favorites are gays for Palestine.
Oh, idiot. You got total idiots. Not because they're gay, but because they're for Palestine. They're idiots.
If you dropped them in the middle of Palestine,
they'd be dead.
Thrown off a building get stumped.
They'd be dead.
Yeah.
So.
In less than, but it's just, I know you're coming up on a break, but guys, What are you doing on the 9th?
The day
were
after?
You and Andy B in, yeah, were you and Andy B in studio?
Andy, I'm going to be gone. Andy will be, yes. Guaranteed. And I will bet my life Andy will be here, even though the eclipse happens the day before.
Just a quick question. Is Andy flying solo this Friday, or are you going to be here?
No, I'll be here.
Okay.
Absolutely.
All right.
We'll do some Good Friday stuff. We'll do some inspirational movies and things like that in hour two. So, yeah, we'll have fun.
No, but I had a question for Richard I wanted Andy to ask on Friday.
Okay.
So you brought up earlier about keeping the employee until you get a better one.
Right.
Is that why Richard's still working?
That's
for
why
you?
Richard's still there. Absolutely.
That's why he's hanging on. John
right.
keeps looking.
That's right, John. You got it. No.
You guys have a good day.
Thank you, John. Nope. Love my boys, and they do a great job. Affordable Mortgage Mortgage. Kurt Rogers is up next, and I'm going to go through some towns, by the way, that the eclipse passes over just for fun when we come back. So never fear. We'll have a little fodder here with the whole eclipse nonsense. But Affordable Mortgage Mortgage is next. Find out what Kurt can do for you when it comes to a mortgage. 720-895-0500.
Are you waiting for rates to go down? Are all of your monthly payments too much? No room for taxes or insurance increases? Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage. Do you have rates in the threes and fours on your mortgage? We can help you lower your total monthly payments by $700 to $1,200 a month. Money saved is money earned. 720-895-0500, Affordable Interest Mortgage. Have you purchased a home in the last 2 years? With rates down 1% to 1.5%, start saving hundreds now. Take AIM and let our experience save you money. 720-895-0500. Have you taken out an FHA or VA loan? With rates dropping, they offer a streamlined loan that requires no income verification, no increase in current payoff, no appraisal required, and payments $250 to $400 a month lower. And you may also be able to skip two payments. Take AIM, 720-895-0500. We have been saving homeowners thousands since 2001. It's like giving yourself a raise. Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500. That's 720-895-0500. NMLS 217147, regulated by DORA, equal credit lender.
Hi-Fi Plumbing, $100 off your next visit. Call 877-WE-HIGH-FIVE.
You'll soon be watering your lawn or washing your car, and Hi-Fi Plumbing can help you do it confidently. Through the winter, your exterior spigots and faucets may have frozen and thawed several times, which could mean trouble when you want to use them. Main water lines may have cracks that weren't noticeable until now. And if you're seeing lowered water pressure, standing water in your yard, or a high water bill, you need Hi-Fi to come out and to see what the issue is. Hi-Fi takes time to thoroughly inspect your concerns and uses cutting-edge tools, gauges, and technology to pinpoint the problem faster to get your plumbing back on track. Hi-Fi is also unique because they won't pressure you. If a problem is found, they'll give you a few options so that you can choose what works best for you. KLZ listeners, tell them that you heard them on Rush to Reason for an incredible $100 off a repair. Just go to klzradio.com/plumbing to find out more.
All right, Dave Hart, Roof Savers of Colorado, has you covered. Call him today for all your roof needs, 303-710-6916.
Everywhere, new life is bursting forth, from budding trees to the blossoming flowers. So why not give your roof new life, too? Hi, I'm Elizabeth Hart.
And I'm Madison Hart. We want to tell you how our RoofMax Rejuvenation Treatment can add up to 15 years of life to your existing roof without spending thousands on a replacement. RoofMax is a 100% plant-based, bio-friendly product that rehydrates dry and minorly damaged shingles.
And it gets better. When you restore your roof with RoofMax, you help find a forever home for a child waiting in foster care. RoofMax has set a goal to help find forever families for 25,000 children waiting in foster care by 2030 through the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption. Are you ready to rejuvenate your roof and help provide a child with the home they deserve? Call our dad, Dave Hart, with Roof Savers Colorado at 303-710-6916 or go to roofsaversco.com.
Call today at 303-710-6916 or go to roofsaversco.com to see if your roof qualifies for the treatment.
All right, remodeling. We've got you covered. Premier Home Remodels, they want to take care of whatever project you've got. And if you've been putting off a kitchen remodel for far too long, give them a call today. Find them at klzradio.com.
Start planning your summer kitchen renovation now with Premier Home Remodels. They will bring ideas and concepts to your doorstep instead of you having to do the research on your own. They will closely review your individual needs to customize the space for what your family needs now and into the future. Premier Home Remodels will design your remodel exactly the way you want while tying in the necessary detail and adjustments you might not even think about. Their high level of standard is ingrained within their company to ensure that every detail is planned at the front end to determine the scope on the back end. They give you the Premier process with Premier quality without the Premier price point. Premier stands by having a third of the price tag as other competing remodeling companies. Details drive success. So, work with the high quality, fair pricing, design build team at Premier Home Remodels. Now, back to Rush to Reason, presented by High Five Plumbing, where every call ends with a high five.
All right, we're back. Myself, Andy, and Charlie were talking about the whole eclipse coming up April the 8th, and there's a lot of predictors. I'm going to read some things here in a minute where there's just, I'm sorry, folks. There's a lot of crazies out there. And again, I need to be careful when I say crazies because a lot of these people are very devoted to researching end times and on and on and on we go. But yet, at the same time, what do I think is going to happen on the 8th? Nothing.
John, really quick here, I'll take a look at some scriptures. But first, people have been predicting the end times for a very long time. What is their track record?
Not very good, Andy.
Zero.
It's awful.
They have been right 0% of the time.
Well, they're going to get one right someday, and then I guess it won't matter.
But
they've been wrong up to this point.
Yeah, but we have to keep in mind, John, and I'm not just talking Christians. I'm talking these eco people who say, you know, because of global warming or whatever.
They're just as bad.
All these people who have been saying the end of the world, end of the world, end of the world, end of the world, have been wrong every single time. We have to keep that in mind. That's why when we look at them as kooks and we portray them as people, homeless people carrying the end is near signs.
Right.
There's a reason for that. You're always wrong.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good point. No, and really quick, it's a good point that you brought up about even the non-Christians that talk about the end is near and the ice age and the fact that cities are going to be underwater and on and on and on. Again, they're just as wrong as the Christians are that believe in this nonsense.
Yeah. It's not just Christians who do this nonsense.
Yeah, everybody does, and they're all wrong.
Right. Okay, really quick here. A lot of people look at Matthew 24, and that's when Jesus is being asked by his disciples, about the end times.
Because they want to know.
Yeah.
Even then, they wanted to know.
And at one point in verse 29, he says, after the distress of those days, the sun will be darkened, and the moon will not give its light. The stars will fall from the sky, and the heavenly bodies will be shaken. Okay. I believe that'll all happen. The sun will be darkened, John.
It's not being darkened. It's an eclipse.
I know, but
the moon, by the way, won't be darkened either. And it's not. When it's a solar eclipse.
I know, but you've got people who want to look at that.
I know, Andy. They're grasping.
But here's what they're not listening to. Okay, he also says earlier, so if anyone tells you there he is out in the darkness, do not go out. Or here he is in the inner room, do not believe it. Because he's talking about people who will lie to you.
That's right.
And say, look, in another place, he says, at that time, if anyone says to you, look, here's the Messiah, or there he is, do not believe it. Mm-hmm. For false messiahs and false prophets will appear and perform great signs. He says again.
Which, by the way, we haven't even had that yet, Andy.
No.
So, thank you, Christ. What he just said in Matthew 24 hasn't even happened yet.
No, we haven't even had the people come and perform the miracles.
Correct.
Okay, and he says here in verse 27, for as lightning that comes from the east is visible even in the west, so will be the coming of the Son of Man. And what is he saying
there? In other words, worldwide you'll see him.
As lightning comes from east to west. John, there are two things you know about lightning. Number one, everyone sees it. And number two, no one sees it coming.
Correct.
And finally, one last thing, and then we'll move on to some cities here. Verse 36. But about that day or hour, and this is Jesus speaking, no one knows. No one knows the day or the hour, not even the angels in heaven, right, nor the Son, but only the Father. As it was in the days of Noah, so it will be at the coming of the Son of Man. And then he talks about there will be people eating and drinking, marrying, giving in marriage.
Sure.
In other words, people will just be living
their lives.
They'll just be living their lives and boom, he'll come. What he's saying is this, you're not going to know the day or the hour your Lord will come. That's verse 42. Okay. In other words, John, you're a business consultant. If you know this, we were saying this a lot during COVID. Hey, man, we got to get people back into the office. Two reasons. One reason, you don't collaborate well.
Correct.
But another reason is this: accountability. Right. If you don't have the boss around, what if you told everybody at the GM factory, hey, your boss is going to come and watch and look at the factory this Friday. They'd all be looking, you know, ship shape.
That's why
everything
they
would
do
be
surprise
great.
Inspections.
What if you said your boss is going to come, he will reappear and come for one inspection, and it's going to be 5 years from now?
You'll slough off till then.
They'll slough off till then.
Until right before.
Right. Why on earth would God say, this is when I'm going to come?
He's not.
No, instead, what does he say? And I won't go into the scriptures here, but he tells, you know, with your oil in
be
your
prepared,
lanterns.
Be watchful.
Be prepared
aware.
All the time.
That's right.
As if he's going to come now.
But by the way, be prepared, not scared.
Right.
Not quackadoodle-ish.
No.
And on we go. You know, be prepared. So, speaking of quackadoodles.
Let's get to quackadoodles.
Here are the cities. And by the way, they've also, there's a website I'm at where it talks about how you look at the Hebrew signs for Alpha and Omega, beginning and end, and the previous eclipses that have gone over the U.S. equate to these particular signs.
Oh, this will
letters.
Be good.
One being like an X, the other like a V with a line through it, or a less than sign with a line through it. So that's what they're using for their Tav and Alpha, meaning beginning and end. Folks, I'm sorry, but you could do this all day long with different things that have happened here on Earth in certain things like this. And no, I'm not a guy that believes in this stuff. It's just
so were
garbage.
They talking Hebrew like Aleph and
correct.
Tav?
Correct.
Okay, got it.
It's just
all
garbage.
Right.
It's not true. So regardless, here's some of the towns it's going to pass over. Jonah, Texas.
Jonah?
Jonah, Texas.
Uh-oh.
Nineveh, Texas.
Jonah and Nineveh.
Rapture, Indiana. Nineveh, Indiana.
Any whale?
No, no whales. Nineveh, Ohio. Nineveh, Pennsylvania. By the way, why are all these Nineveh towns in back east? What's the big deal there?
I don't know, but they need to repent.
Yeah, they do. Nineveh,
that's what
Ohio.
I think.
Nineveh, Pennsylvania. Nineveh, New York. Nineveh, Nova Scotia. And last but not least, the Ark in Williamson, Kentucky. Folks.
The Creation Museum.
You're going to see all sorts of nonsense between now and literally, what, a little over a week, week and a half when it comes to the eclipse. And all I'm going to say is, please, as Christians, number one, don't repost this crap.
No.
Don't send it to friends or family. Don't like it. Don't even, unless you're going to comment and say, this is a load of crap, don't. Best thing to do is go out that day. We won't. It'll be a partial eclipse, by the way, in Colorado. You're not going to see the whole thing. But some of you might travel. I talked to some folks the other day that might have actually traveled to some of these places where there's going to be the eclipse that passes over. Because it'll be a total eclipse. It'll be pretty cool. It's one of the longest eclipses that we've had, I think, probably in our lifetime, Andy. It's like 4 minutes, 20 seconds or something. It's double length of time as to what it normally would be, which will be pretty cool.
It's really
cool. Almost a five-minute eclipse is pretty cool. Those of you that want to see it, you know, get your special glasses. Don't, you know, again, full disclaimer, don't look at the sun directly, even in an eclipse. It can still damage your eyes and all. You know the routine. We heard all that when we were kids watching these things. So the reality is, sure, go out that day. As I said earlier, watch God's glory. Look at how he aligned everything so you'd even have the opportunity to see this. Live your life, be prepared, and most of all, enjoy and have fun.
Yeah.
And you'll wake up the next day just fine. Hopefully, God willing.
Can I throw one last word?
Absolutely.
Chill.
Yeah, thank you. Just chill out. Enjoy the eclipse. Have a little fun. And just, you guys probably already know this. I've never been this way my entire life. All of these astrology weirdos that believe in, you know, everything from whatever your sign. You know, what's your sign? Who cares? I've never read or done anything. What are they? Horoscopes, Charlie, is that what they used to be back in the day? You'd pull them out of the paper. I've never read those, never cared. They don't mean anything to me. To me, they're of the devil. Sorry, I'll just go that far as to say that I do not believe they're from the Lord himself. That crap is from Satan himself. Do not believe anything when it comes to that end of things, because it's utter nonsense.
Well, I don't know if they're of the devil, but they're certainly of the stupid.
Thank you.
I mean, John, think about this for a moment. You have identical twins who have totally different personalities, and you're telling me that everybody born in a 30-day period has roughly the same personality.
Yeah.
That is so
dumb,
factually stupid.
Yep. Absolutely. Absolutely.
I mean, what kind of intellect do you have to buy into that?
Well, you'd be surprised how many believe in that crap. And my own opinion.
They're fun, though.
They believe in that because, number one, they really have no real true faith in the living God that created all of this that we have the ability to enjoy in the first place.
Right.
They're believing in something else that's a replacement of him. They want to tell you that, oh, yeah, I believe in a higher power or a creator or this, that, or the other. Yeah, well, no, they don't believe in the true God I believe in.
John, here we are about to have this miracle of science, the moon that is the exact distance from the Earth to where it looks the exact same size as our sun. We have one moon, one sun. They're going to pass in front of each other.
How does that work on the disc for the flat Earth, by the way, Andy?
Well, they got to face us.
Oh, they're facing us.
They're totally, okay. Yeah.
I'm curious to
the
how
the sun
that,
and moon, they're
works.
Both like plates, and they face us okay. All the time.
I'm making sure because there's those weirdos out there. That's a huge movement inside the Christian community as well as this whole flat Earth nonsense. That's a whole other subject for another day.
Right. But let me tell you something. The flat Earth people intellectually are on par with the astrology people.
True.
Because you would have to be dumb enough to believe that those are all discs, not balls. Discs that, for some reason, always face the Earth.
Yeah.
Okay? Which, then again, right there, you put the Earth then at the center of the solar system, at the center of all things again, which it is not. But, number one, they'd have to be facing the Earth. That is equally as stupid as believing everybody born in a 30-day period of time has roughly the same personality.
I love how you put this.
Well,
you're right. I mean, you're right. I'm just laughing with you because you're so right.
And here you've got people believing in astrology, which is idiotic, and believing in the flat Earth, and those are discs, which is idiotic. And here we're about to have a God-given miracle that only happens on Earth, the one planet we know that can sustain life. And they don't see the hand of God there.
Andy, there are a lot of Christians, and I mean a lot. It's becoming a very large movement. Which is bothersome to me because it makes us look really stupid.
Yeah, it does.
When you've got this many Christians believing in a flat Earth. And I'm being very serious when I say that. I mean, these are people that, in my world, there's very few things that I would quote-unquote break faith over. You know, what you believe in communion, how you believe in, you know, whether it's a full immersion baptism or a sprinkling and those sorts of
things.
Yeah,
whatever.
I mean, you know, those things I'm not going to break faith over. But I'll be honest with you. I'm getting to the point where if you're a flat earther and claim to be a Christian, yeah, no, and I'm probably not going to commune with you because you're a nut job. Flat out nut job. I'll go that far, Andy.
Well, you got to be pretty nutty.
I mean, think about that. You are an absolute wackadoodle nut job that are going to do nothing for me and my faith other than disrupt it and make it worse.
Let me just say this. If you believe that stuff and you still wind up in heaven, you better really thank God.
Yeah.
Because you lucked out.
You got really lucky.
Yep.
He showed mercy on you and said, yeah, I'll even let the dumb ones in. All right, K&R Home Transitions is next. They want to help you out with your next purchase or sale of a home. And folks, there's a lot of changes that'll be coming in the real estate world. Trust me when I say that. Good, bad, otherwise, there'll be changes coming. Get together with ladies that will help you through that entire process, reduce the stress. They can help you with their re-up program. Bottom line, remove the stress from the sale or purchase of a home today. KLZradio.com, 720-437-8210. And don't forget, Golden Eagle Financial, which also fits into this whole financial plan of things, including sale and purchases of homes. Call Al today with all of his advice. Find him at KLZradio.com.
You need Golden Eagle Financial to maximize your retirement in this new reality of rising costs that will not stop. That way you can retire on your terms. When prices rise, there are strategies and tools that an experienced retirement planner like Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial can use to maximize your returns while maintaining minimal risk. This gives you more purchasing power to retire on your terms, whether you want to travel, give to others, purchase property, or anything else you've worked for your whole life. Al can provide essential analysis and strategy to make sure that you're prepared for any economic changes. So that'll help you understand the exact risks and expenses and help you fit it into your plan for your future. Call Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial today and get started preparing for your new reality by going to klzradio.com/money for a free consultation. Investment advisory services offered through Brookstone Capital Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor. BCM and Golden Eagle Financial Limited are independent of each other. Insurance products and services are not offered through BCM, but are offered and sold through individually licensed and appointed agents.
All right, two locations now to serve you. That is Ridgeline Auto Brokers. They can sell you a new used car or fix your current car, whatever works best for you. Or if you just want to add an additional car to the fleet, they can help you with all of that. Again, two locations, Fort Collins and Boulder. Find them at RidgelineAutoBrokers.com.
Are you in the market for a reliable car that won't break the bank? Drive Radio sponsor, Ridgeline Auto Brokers, specializes in quality used cars that cost between $15,000 to $25,000, making them a great option for first-time drivers or anyone looking for a good deal. They pride themselves on providing a transparent and hassle-free car buying experience. That's why at Ridgeline, they never charge a dealer fee. Plus, all vehicles are inspected by Legacy Automotive, a Colorado Select member and sponsor of Drive Radio. For a limited time, they are offering first-time customers the first oil change for only $1. Every car comes with a 30-day warranty, with the option to purchase a service contract. And at Ridgeline Auto Brokers, there are competitive financing options to fit your budget. If you cannot make it to the dealership in person, there are videos of all Ridgeline cars for sale on their website at RidgelineAutoBrokers.com. Call today at 303-442-4141 to schedule a test drive or visit RidgelineAutoBrokers.com. Ridgeline Auto Brokers, the smartest way to buy a car.
As independent brokers, GIA Insurance can help you navigate through the maze of health insurance options so you get the right plan to fit your needs at the best premium. GIA never charges fees, and your premiums will never be any higher than going directly to the insurance companies or buying online. Call 303-423-0162, extension 100.
It's time to leave your safe space. This is Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
All right, we are back. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Sorry to be so hard on you flat earthers out there, but honestly, folks, really, go do just a teeny bit of studying, not inside of your own flat earth community. Get out of that community. Go study the real things that happen. And no, not every picture from space is false. Because that's what a lot of the flat earthers will believe, is that you can't take a picture from space because you can't exit the firmament of the Earth. Which, by the way, there was a firmament on Earth at one point in time prior to the flood.
Yeah, it's
and
gone.
And Scripture
though.
Talks about that. And people from the Flat Earth Society will even use those verses in Scripture talking about the firmament. But believe me, folks, the firmament went away when the flood came.
Let me ask you something. Do you believe that some of the flat earthers believe Matt Gaetz won with what he did with the house?
I'm sorry to say, in all
serious. In all seriousness, believe Andy, in a lot of kooky things.
No. In all seriousness, Andy, unfortunately, there's a lot of people that are in that whole camp. As far as the hardcore, always Trumpers, the Trump cult, the flat earth thing, the eclipse
really?
Being the end of the world, they are all one. A lot of them are all one group of people.
Now,
absolutely.
That I've never asked any of them, so I didn't know that.
Absolutely.
You know, I will give the flat earthers some credit on one thing. Maybe they have a point, because think about this. Haven't you ever been on a cell phone with somebody and then suddenly they drop out?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Maybe they went over the edge.
The ice wall.
Uh-huh.
Well, again, this is what's...
They went over the ice wall.
For some
I mean,
of you listening
happened.
That may even know some flat earthers, or maybe you're one of them yourself, I interview on Ready Radio on a fairly routine basis a gentleman by the name, he goes by Eric, and he comes on my program. Eric actually was in the military and actually worked at the South Pole for an entire year. Because you'll hear all these flat earthers say, well, you can't get to the South Pole, the military won't let you there. That's BS, because yes, you actually can. He did, and he talks about how even the poles, the South Pole, in this particular case, move annually. They don't always stay in exactly the same place, so they have to move the actual pole according to where it actually is, and they've got measurement and indicators and so on to prove where that's actually at. And it moves around a little bit because, as you know, Andy, things on Earth aren't always stationary.
Right.
Another proof that we're a spinning, not even a ball, but more of a sphere. People don't realize this, but the equator, believe it or not, bulges out a little bit in the middle because, yes, in fact, we are a spinning sphere.
Well, and John, I'm sorry, even if you didn't do like Magellan and go around it, or you don't go down to the South Pole, plate tectonics alone would show you.
True.
We have to be round. I'm sorry.
But Andy, what about the ice wall that keeps everything in and we can't go there? The military keeps us from going, beyond the ice wall.
Oh, the military keeps everyone from going to the ice
wall. That's what they tell you. That's what flat earthers believe, Andy.
I see.
I'm not joking. This is what they believe.
So let me ask you this. Mm-hmm. If the military were powerful enough to keep everyone on Earth from going to the ice wall.
Yes.
Do you think they could win the war in Ukraine pretty quickly? I mean, why is that still going on? I mean, they can keep everyone on the planet from going to the ice wall, but they can't win Ukraine quickly?
Well, yeah.
Oh, okay. My bad.
I get where you're... No, I mean, you are correct. I mean, that's how ludicrous some of these thoughts are in regards to a flat Earth. But, Andy, it is a movement that is gaining... Now, I will say this in all seriousness. How do these things get started? Total distrust in government, which, by the way, a lot of that happened through COVID because of a lot of the stupid things government did during COVID. And I'll be the first to say, do I trust government? No. But do I trust government, or do I distrust government enough to believe in a flat Earth? Absolutely not, Andy.
No. I mean, let's face it. After COVID, do I trust hospitals? No.
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 No, I do not.
I do not trust the medical community, even though there are good people in the medical community.
Does that mean, though, Andy, just because I don't trust them, do I not believe in medical care? Of course I believe in medical care.
Totally.
I just got to go find the right people to give that.
Yes.
So just because somebody
and those
loses
people are
my
on...
trust doesn't mean that I'm going to throw everything out the window.
Well, Dr. Scott.
Dr. Faulkner Scott.
And by the way,
he
lives on a round Earth.
He does live on a round
Good
Earth.
Good guy.
Absolutely. Hey, I know we've been making fun of the flat Earth thing, but guys, honestly, really, and I mean this sincerely, if you know anybody or if you yourself are one, please get them to research this outside of their own flat Earth nonsense, religion, which is really what it's starting to become, because no, in fact, we do live on a sphere, and you'll see that in the eclipse, and watch God's glory on that day.
And isn't it a shame that they cannot appreciate the miracle God is about to give us?
Amen, Andy. Cub Creek Heating and Air Conditioning, by the way, take care of your furnace. It'll take care of you. If you need an AC upgrade, they can do that as well, and they've got financing available also. Find them at klzradio.com.
To save money on your energy bill, your best opportunity is right now with Cub Creek Heating and AC. Cub Creek knows the prices for new HVAC equipment are rising sharply this year. So if you're looking for an upgrade or repair, now is the time. Refrigerant prices are already rising, and as the reserves are depleted, this issue will increase the price of air conditioner installation and servicing. Equipment costs for most manufacturers are also starting to rise due to regulatory changes, so that means the cost of parts and equipment is going to keep climbing. Even the cost of energy is skyrocketing with no signs of stopping. Rheem Pro Partner Cub Creek provides free estimates, and they aren't commission-based, so they will never upsell you. Cub Creek knows how to save money on your home's heating and AC. Financing is available, so make your appointment for a free estimate today and start saving money with Cub Creek Heating and AC at klzradio.com/HVAC.
We don't yell at you. We inform you. Now, back to Rush to Reason.
All right, I'm about to head west towards this ball in the sky that's rotating.
Plate!
It's a plate in the sky from the flat Earth. As I drive home, I'll be looking at that plate up in the sky.
When it goes down and hits the horizon, does it fold?
Well, I think they'll tell you it just kind of goes... I don't even know how that works on a flat Earth!
Okay.
I got nothing. Guys, have a great night. Hope you've had fun this last hour. I know Andy and I have, and actually we're serious about a lot of that as well. So be back tomorrow, Health and Wellness Wednesday. Have a great night. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.